Good morning, good morning, good morning, you guys. This is Dr. Pearlie Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. We're actually on day 10 of our Prevailing Foot Prayers. Yesterday was day 9. I didn't get to come on here. It's my mother-in-law's homegoing service. However, we're here today. We're here today. And just to give God honor, glory, thanks, and praise. A prayer of praise, a prayer of thanksgiving, a word of exhortation, edification, and confirmation. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst of us. For you said we're two or three or joined together, there you are. We glorify you, we magnify you. And we just woke up today, this day, Father, to give you honor, to give you glory, to give you thanks. And to give you praise in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. You know, guys, the thing that makes today a good day is that because God is in this day, the goodness of God and is not based upon how good our day was, because Jesus said in this world we're going to have some tribulations. But the goodness, we measure the goodness of our day because God is in our day. I really just dropped in for a second, a minute or a moment, so the word of the Lord says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And if you have breath, because we understand and know that the very breath we breathe comes from the God who created me. The very breath we breathe comes from the God who created us, right? So why not use that breath to glorify him, to magnify him, and to lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, we glorify you, we praise you, we magnify your holy, holy name, your holy, holy name. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. It's just praise, thanksgiving. He said, let everything, in all things, A-L-L, in all things, Lord God, we just come before you to give you thanks in all things. Give God thanks and give God praise in all things, because we know that in all things, God is in all things. He says that he's our present help in our time of trouble. So in all things and in everything, we want to give God thanks and we want to give God praise. Father, we glorify you. We magnify you. We say Jesus is Lord. We bow down before you, Father. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, saying, Lord, your way is the right way. You are the only way, Jesus. You are the only truth. We declare and we decree and we agree with what your words say, Lord God. We declare and decree that you are present help in time of trouble. We agree with you because you're already in the trouble before we get into the trouble. You omnipotent, you omnipresent. Father, we're just here to give you glory, honor, and thanks, and just to declare and decree that we agree with you. You already said that by Jesus' stripes we're healed, and we agree with that. We agree with what you say. We believe what you say. And we thank you, Father, because we agree with what you say and because we believe what you say. Father God, we thank you for the healing power manifesting right now throughout our body in the name of Jesus. Glory. We thank you, Father. We agree with you when you say that you're the supply of our needs. We agree with you when you say that all things are working together for our good. You cause all things to work together for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purpose, Father God. We serve you on purpose. We serve you with a purpose. We serve you for a purpose, Father God, because the only reason you created us was for your purpose, to complete your purpose, for your purpose, on purpose, and with your purpose in mind, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We don't talk about the mountains. We speak to the mountains. Glory, hallelujah. We walk in divine health because we have been redeemed from the curse. We're not the curse. We've been redeemed from the curse. And the blood of Jesus on that mercy seat, we believe your word. We believe your word. You said, believe that we receive when we pray and we shall have it. We agree with you, Lord. We're not asking anything. We're not agreeing with anything that's not how you are or who you are. Father God, we agree. We ask for your wisdom. You told us to ask for wisdom. We ask that you open the eyes of our understanding, that you open our ears so we can hear. Again today, that you open our hearts so we can receive. Father God, we thank you that your goodness and your mercy, it's following us again today. Goodness and mercy. Your goodness and mercy is following us. That's what you say, Father. We agree with what you say. We agree with what you say, Lord. We believe that goodness and mercy. Father, we thank you. We believe that our footsteps are ordered by you. You already told us this, Father. You said the footsteps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by you, Lord. And we agree with you. We agree that our footsteps are ordered by you. We thank you, Father, by faith. We believe the impossible for those who believe. You said nothing shall be impossible for them that believe, because you are the God of the impossible. It's already finished. It's already done. We walk in the finished work of Jesus Christ. We're not begging or asking. We believe that we already receive. We believe that we already are ambassadors. We believe that we are ambassadors of reconciliations. We believe that we're heirs and joint heirs in Jesus Christ. We already believe that we're in right standings with you, Father, because he who knew no sin became sin so that we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We already healed. Sickness and disease has no authority over me. Sickness and disease has no power and authority over you. We just want to rest. He said, by his stripes, those stripes that he took in his back. Father, help us, give us a vision of the stripes that was on your back where they beat you with that canine tail. Father, when we don't believe what you say, it's like your labor was in vain to us, but we believe what you say. We believe that the reason you took those stripes on your back, the reason you allow yourself to be beat with that canine tail, is because so we could be healed. We believe that because when they put that thorn on your head, that the chastisement of our peace was upon you and you was bruised for our inner healing. We believe that we're healed on the inside. We already healed. We're not trying to get healed. We already healed by your stripes. You said you're near to those with a broken and a contrite spirit. Father, we thank you that those that are broken and those whose hearts have been crushed, that they will hear this word and agree with your word, and you'll receive your healing power manifesting throughout their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. You said those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Father, we agree with you. We believe because we are children of God that we are able to be led by your Spirit. We bind the spirit of confusion. Confusion comes when we don't believe what God say. Devil, you are a liar. For the same way we believe Jesus Christ died for our sins so we can be born again is the same way we believe every other part of the Word of God. We add our faith to what you say. We add our faith to what you say. We add our faith. We add our faith. We don't come to you as beggars. We come to you, Father, as children, humbling ourselves like a child. For you said, no man can come unto you except if he's come as a child. So we come to you, humbling ourselves before you, bowing down before you, saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to what you want in the name of Jesus. Glory, we give you the glory. We are the angels of the Lord is encamped around about us for our divine protection. We believe everywhere we go, Father, that the angels of the Lord encamps around about us and our children, our family members. We pray for the peace of Israel, Father. We thank you for your warring angels, warring against every demonic spirit of destruction. In the name of Jesus, that spirit of oppression and depression and control, it goes now in the name of Jesus. Father, we yield ourselves to you. We say yes to you, Lord. We say yes to your way. We say yes to your will. We say yes to what you want, Lord. We surrender. We surrender again today, Father. We will not lean to our own understanding, but we will be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit so you can lead us and guide us, so our ability to discern. We will not compromise, Lord. We will not compromise. We choose you. We choose you again today. We choose you by being obedient to what you say. We choose you by saying what you say. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, our Abba, Father. We magnify you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. You guys, thank you guys for joining in on my prayer journey with Jesus. Prevailing prayers, day 10. And I'm getting ready to go. I'm at the exercise room. And I'm riding this bicycle. And I'm getting ready to go. I love you guys all. Remember to walk in the promises. It's already finished. It's already done. Don't speak past tense. Speak present tense. It's happening right now. Well, it is in the past because he said he already did it, right? By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. Walk in divine health, believing what God say. He said you already healed. It don't matter. We believe the report of the Lord. It doesn't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what it feel like. Add your faith to what God say, and you will see what God say. We walk in divine health. We walk in divine health because we've been redeemed from the curse of sickness, disease, poverty, lack, and anything else that's under the curse. If it's not Christ, it's cursed. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify you. We speak to allergies. None of this stuff is acceptable. None of it's acceptable. You said Moses' eyes had not grown dim when he was 120. We thank you for perfect eyesight. We speak to glaucoma. We do not walk in agreement with the sayings of this world. We do not walk in agreement with the spirit of this world that says, well, when you get old, this happened. And we don't cut covenants with demons. We don't walk in agreement with demons, but we walk in agreement with your word, Father God. And we thank you for we walk in divine health, that our body is your temple. We speak to blood pressure. We speak to cholesterol. If it has a name, it has to bow to the name. And we command it to bow right now. We speak the blood clots, for you said the life is in the blood. And we command the blood to flow freely in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We come before you knowing it's already finished and it's already done because you already did it, Jesus. And we just agree with you. We agree with you. We agree that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover because it's already finished, already done. We agree that we can cast out devils because that's what you said. We agree with you, Lord. We agree with you, Lord. We agree with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We agree with you, Lord. We agree in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. So be it, you guys. Till tomorrow. Day 10. Tomorrow's day 11 of prevailing prayers. Walk in agreement with God's word. Walk in agreement with what God say. Thank you, Lord.